Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent. Today, I'm going to go over the 2022 content roadmap that I published in the public procurement on LinkedIn newsletter. And I will also quickly go over the Five for Friday post since I've set that precedent. So the newsletter on LinkedIn is one where you create articles and then people can choose to subscribe to it. We had over 1,700 subscribers to the new service, which is exciting. So if you're not over there, please go over there and sign up as well. I'll differentiate that from our email content newsletter, which is more comprehensive on all the kind of things that we would do. So I would suggest you sign up for both. And you can sign up for our email newsletter on our websites. So in this article, I go over our content plan for the year. I look at LinkedIn audio in beta. And finally, I describe a simple tool I built that helps me put the content year into focus. So first, on the content front, we'll do 12 major content arcs starting on February 10th. A content arc is four or five pieces of related content that build momentum towards a primary event that we would do in that content topic. So examples of major events could be a panel audio discussion in Clubhouse or LinkedIn audio, which I describe in a minute, LinkedIn Live, a webinar, a recorded video interview with some luminary in the procurement field. So we'll try to time these content arcs every 4 weeks, roughly, and try not to conflict with major procurement or government operations events in the year. That means different things to different people. Of course, there's a lot of choices. For us, that means in 2022, NASPO, which is the State Procurement Officers, NIGP, which is the National Institute for Governmental Purchasing, NAEP, which is the Educational Procurement, NASCA, which is the State Chief Administrators, NASCO, which is the state CIOs. And then there's lots of regional events that we'll go to in Florida, California, Virginia, Texas, a couple of the regional education conferences. And we tend to be pretty generous on getting out and supporting different events. So if you run one of those, please reach out and we'll try to support you one way or the other. While I try to keep the topics open so that we can cover things that are current, I know things that we're going to cover would be five watchwords for procurement in 2021, establishing performance measures, doing practical spend analysis, creating local spending programs, driving digital transformation, and then the most expensive sentence in governments, and I'll leave you in anticipation of that. We'll also do webinars. We have some that are going to be done in cooperation with CAPO, with NAEP, NIGP, and I'm planning at least 2 to 3 direct interviews with procurement leaders so you can learn from some of their experience. As a company, we'll also be publishing employee spotlights all year. I'm trying to do that on the anniversary of their time with Civic. And we'll try to do a better job of highlighting some of the services that we do so that you get a better understanding of the work we do day-to-day to help clients optimize their procurement organizations. Finally, in content, I'll be reaching out to our Clubhouse crew and other peers and mentors that participate in some of our content. And again, I'll extend the invitation that if you're interested in being on a panel or working with us on a particular piece of content, please reach out. Next, I covered LinkedIn audio, which is coming. I've participated in a couple of beta events for it so far. If you've participated in Clubhouse or Twitter Spaces, then you know what it is already. It's an audio-based open line platform that allows for rooms and hallways and some semi-structured ability to do mainly audio chat. So overall, the interface is what you would expect. I've observed some things that you might expect in a beta. There were strange echoes on a couple of the sessions I was on. There was a different one where the app crashed several times, but it's new and they're still working on it, I'm sure. So you may know that we do Clubhouse for panel podcasts, and it still is very good for that, and it's a very efficient way to manage that kind of a recording. So we're mainly using Clubhouse as a recording medium, not as a persistent presence. So for me, it doesn't matter where we do that recording, we'll do it where our people are at. And most of the procurement people that I keep touch with, the platform that they tend to choose is LinkedIn. So I do think LinkedIn needs to be careful to learn some of the lessons of what makes Clubhouse at times be a little exhausting, mainly rooms that are obviously set up to drive a sales funnel, which can be sort of exhausting for people to try to get a feel for the platform. But I assume all of the interface issues and promotion rules will get worked out. So I'm looking forward to hosting an audio room on LinkedIn. I'm told that it may open back up to a broader audience on the 24th, so I will check it and let you know. Finally, from the article, I talked about trying to do a year of social media in a calendar. I frankly found it hard to really get my arms around the year. I tried a couple of different tools, but nothing was really particularly motivating. So I just built something myself where I put the months as columns and the days as rows, marked all the weekends, major holidays, did some coloring for Mondays where we rarely do content, Fridays where we always do the Five for Friday, and then highlighted the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which is the main times where we'll decide to do some original content. Then I took all those conferences I mentioned a minute ago and planned them to where we could fit in content arcs every 3 to 4 weeks. So that really helps a lot. It really made it obvious when things needed to be. So if you're a content creator, I'll be happy to talk to you about what we did and why I found it to be useful. So in the tail, I'll also go over what I posted in the Five for Friday this week. So it's that time of year for top 10 lists. Both NASIO and NAEP had their top 10 lists. So that's always good to look at, get a different perspective, and one can anticipate that will drive content topics in their annual conferences. So it's good to be vested in it. So third, UPPCC published a variety of agency certification award winners for 2010. That's always a good honor for those groups, and they put a lot of energy into chasing those type of recognitions. So take a look and participate. Rob Hanfield wrote a piece specifically on how the U.S. government can think about domestic alignment of supply chains in 2022 with a nice 2x2 grid. That's always a good way to take complex thoughts and boil them into their most practical place. And then finally, I did include a link back to this article so that if you guys are looking at this on LinkedIn, that you have a connection back to this audio. So with that, I hope you have a pleasant Friday, and we'll look to you next week.